All right, everybody, what's up? Thanks for joining the COVID fitness program. This is cool for Duke. As you know, like most of the recent podcasts were dedicated to Duke and something that he could listen to growing up and stuff to help his wife, whoever he chooses to marry down the road. But this is also good for him to hear because COVID-19 is going to be a pretty big part of history. So it's going to be good to hear like what we did as a family to try to get through it. And as you guys know, I'm a personal trainer, health coach, and then also a pelvic floor specialist. And so, as you know, the essentials are only needed right now. So my job doesn't really exist outside of online. So I'm really lucky that we have the technology that we do because it's allowed me to have some income to help us out. So we're thankful that we have some technology here. So this, a couple episodes going forward from this, it's going to be dedicated to the people joining the online fitness program to help them get into a better space mentally and physically and maybe learn some new cool stuff along the way. What I want to start this podcast off with in this specific episode is kind of just setting up the principles of what I believe in for health and fitness. Because I feel like today's nutrition and fitness and health are quite different from the way that they were originally supposed to be. How fitness started was basically military or Indian tribes training for war and training to protect their land and their space and their people. And nutrition was just what they had on the land. And so it wasn't really a hobby for them, and it wasn't for looks and physique. That came later. And if you think about it, those people were really fit because it was a lifestyle. And it just was what it was. And it wasn't something that they strived for and tried so hard about. And now if you look at it in these past years, sorry, Duke's with me. You trying to get attention? You silly. Anyway, so what it's transitioned to is now people are just using it as a hobby, and it's an aspect of life so that it can make them look better for life. And I know a lot of people do it to feel good too, but then again, but even those people get trapped into thinking like I have to look a certain way, my belly has to look a certain way, even though I've had 3 kids and like I don't like this arm flab and I'm 50 years old, but I want to look like I did when I was 20. How come I don't look like that? And constantly comparing to celebrities. And so I'm just here to kind of debunk some of that and kind of just bring us back into realistic expectations. I think that's the most important thing. Every time you step into the gym, every time you conduct a workout, every time you plan your meal, it's a different scenario because every day brings different stresses. Every year brings a different aspect to your body that you don't see coming, especially as we grow older. There's hormonal changes and our body just slows down as we get older. So it's just what works for us last year or 10 years ago is not going to work for us tomorrow or a year from now. So, Duke, you just pooped and everybody heard it. Sorry, everybody. This is what mom life is like. So anyway, I'll change him in a sec, but I want to get through this since we've already started. Okay, so where was I? Okay, so yeah, we were just talking about how we need to bring up realistic expectations every day and every time we do something. So I want you guys to start thinking of and changing your word choice from diet to nourishment or nutrition and exercise to movement, because that's how it should be all the time, no matter what. I'm not paying attention to him right now. Oh, I'm holding him and I'm paying attention, but I'm not looking at him, so that's why he's making all those noises. You want to take over the podcast? You know more than health than I do?
Oh, good job, buddy.
So, think about new words, because I just hate, like, these 30-day diets, because it's like, okay, it worked for you for 30 days, but then what happens on day 31, and it might have changed, like, the way you look in 30 days, but 5 years from now, are you going to look the same that you did now? You want to find something that works for you that can be sustainable. So what works for now can work 5 years from now. And again, it doesn't have to be the same thing. It just has to be the same principles. So other thing I hear all the time is I can't eat carbs because it'll make me fat. And I think that carbs get a really bad rep. And people, there's so much propaganda around this vegan diet and paleo that it just shames carbs. And the reason why carbs are shamed is because people tend to indulge in carbs. And that's why, and if you indulge in carbs, obviously it's going to make you gain weight. If you indulge in anything, it's not good for you. But carbs can make you gain weight if you indulge in the wrong things. But the body craves carbs, and our body wants carbs for a reason. So if this propaganda is telling us to ignore our body signals, then we're completely out of touch with our bodies, and we're constantly fighting this craving that our bodies are telling us that we need. So you do need carbs, and carbs are really good for you, but we don't need to overindulge in them, and we just have to pick better sources. And so, like, you know, for a while, like, I fell into the propaganda too and tried not to eat carbs, but I am Italian and I freaking love carbs, and it destroyed me to not have any carbs because it just made me slower. It made my workouts crappier. I didn't have as much energy, but once I started incorporating carbs back into my life, I became faster, stronger, and fitter. Carbs are actually what has made me bounce back from pregnancy the most. So, like, if you like pasta, like, have pasta, but you just don't need to have, like, 4 bowls of it. You know, like, have a small bowl of pasta and add more veggies to it. That's why the vegan and paleo diet exploded, is because people find that when they add more vegetables and fruits to their diets, they're healthier and they feel better. And so it's not necessarily that they're getting rid of carbs and meat. It's more so that they're adding the stuff that people had forgotten to add in the past, which is fruits and vegetables. Now, that's the other thing, too. I don't want to shame the vegan diet. I don't want to shame paleo. I don't want to shame any diet. Because if that works for you and you're healthy and you have energy, that is awesome. You found something that works for you. But it's when you shove what you believe down other people's throat that then becomes a problem. Because there's so much individual variance with each person and their diet. And you just need to realize that if you love something, you shouldn't have to cut it out. You just need to moderate it. And that comes from discipline. And everybody has discipline and willpower in them. But if they mess up, which you will, everybody messes up. Some people give up. And it's a sad thing that we just turn on ourselves, because sometimes I feel like our body makes us cave and quote unquote screw up with our nutrition because it's telling us what we're missing. So, like, sometimes I feel like people indulge on chocolate because they were going so strict on a diet that their body really needed either A, quick sugar, which would be carbs, or B, iron, which chocolate is pretty rich in. So, like, maybe they were deficient in one of those things and their body was craving it, so it just made you do that. So, or some people indulge on, like, a whole loaf of bread if they cut out carbs for so long, and possibly the body was lacking in folic acid or niacin, and then also energy in general, because that's your brain's preferred source of energy is glucose, which comes from carbs. So your brain might have been saying, like, hey, I need more energy up here, so you're starving me, so I'm going to make you eat that whole thing because that's what I've been needing. So you don't want to put your body ever in starvation mode. And that's basically what I'm saying, is that there's just so much propaganda about every diet saying that this is the only way that works. But any trainer or any person that says that this is the only way hasn't had enough experience to work with a bunch of people. Because if you've had experience working with a lot of people, Even a lot of kids, you'll know that one way doesn't work for all people. That's just not true. What does work for all people is the principle of getting in tune with your body and listening to the signals and what it's telling you. And some people say, well, my body deceives me because it tells me I want chocolate all the time. And that's not true. Your body's telling you that you're missing energy. And so you need to find out ways where you need that energy. So yeah, health and fitness is such a broad topic, but I want people to start thinking of it more as a lifestyle. And especially those of us that are getting older, that we're not going to have like that cut body, and like we aren't going to be able to go as hard as we did when we were younger. And it's just physiologically, that's just how it is. But you can still be fit and you can still be in shape per your own self for where you're at. So you need to meet yourself where you're at. Doesn't mean don't work hard. It means work hard for what's right for you right now. So that's basically what I wanted to say. I didn't want to take up too much time. So I wanted to set the foundation of, you know, right now a lot of people are beating themselves up because COVID has taken away most food in the grocery store. I walked into the grocery store 3 times now, early in the morning, in the middle of the day, and then once at night, trying to find a vegetable because everyone is hoarding right now. And there was not one thing on the shelf besides one bag of romaine lettuce and one Brussels sprout, which, heck no, was I touching that Brussels sprout, because that means everybody else was touching it. So I just grabbed the last bag of lettuce that was on the shelf. So there's not really much healthy food available, and a lot of people aren't able to leave their house. So a lot of people are beating themselves up, saying, I'm going to get fat, or I'm off track, I got to stop eating carbs altogether. You don't need to do that. You just got to work with where you're at right now and the resources that you have, and figure out how to best manage your health. And that's why I set up this online fitness program, so you guys can work with what you minimally have at home, whether it's some dumbbells, a Peloton, treadmill, outside, whatever you have at your fingertips, these workouts will work with. And you can modify them how you want, harder or easier or just right. However you want is how the workouts are designed. And sorry, I'm a little bit distracted because of this guy. I don't have a sitter because of COVID. So we just all got to remember to stick together and that this is a blessing in disguise. It makes you grittier. It makes you be more resourceful in times like these, and also have compassion and understanding for other people. So that's basically like the main theme too, is you got to have love and compassion for yourself too, especially when things are not in the ordinary and not in the same routine that you're used to. Have compassion and love for yourself and work with what you got. Listen to your body. Let's do this, you guys.